Hello friends, Denny Pruto here with Lesson 8 on the subject of Biblical Typology. In this lesson we're looking at the idea of the Promised Land as a type of the rest God gives us in heaven. The Promised Land as a type of the rest that God gives us in heaven. And we're looking particularly at Hebrews chapter 4 and verses 8, 9, and 10. For if Joshua had given them rest, God would not have spoken of another day later on. So then there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For whoever has entered God's rest has also rested from his works as God did from his. In this particular text, we have three concepts packed together. The Sabbath day rest, as you've heard. There remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God. The rest God gave the people of God in the Promised Land, verse 8, for if Joshua had given them rest, and the final rest that we receive in heaven. Verse 10, for whoever has entered God's rest has also rested from his works as God did from his. These three categories of rest come under the greater rubric of God's rest. And I'm calling God's rest the archetype here. Listen to several references now in Hebrews chapter 3 and in Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews 3:11. As I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 18. And to whom did he swear that they should not enter his rest? And chapter 4 and verse 1. Therefore, while the promise of entering his rest still stands, and verse 4, as he swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest, and Hebrews 4, verse 4, for he has somewhere spoken of the seventh day in this way, and God rested on the seventh day from all his works. And verse 5, and again in this passage he said, they shall not enter my rest. And then finally, in Hebrews chapter 4, and in verse 10, for whoever has entered God's rest has also rested from his works as God did from his. God's rest is the overarching principle, we would say, of the passage. And I've called this the archetype. The Sabbath rest that God, into which God entered when he completed creation, is not a type of rest. This is true because biblical types are historical persons, offices, institutions, or events. And we would not say that God entering into rest is an historical event in this sense, that God entering into rest is something that is overarching. God is not an historical person. God is above creation. God is the creator of history. He is above history. And so God's rest is the archetype rest. It is the original rest after which other forms of rest are patterned. And of course, this brings us to the seventh day rest, or the Sabbath rest. And we have this in verse 9 of chapter 4. So then there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God. You could translate it this way. So then there remains a Sabbath resting for the people of God. The Sabbath rest here, of course, goes back to the seventh day rest of God, the archetypical rest. God rested on the seventh day from all of his works. And the Sabbath day rest, therefore, looks back to creation. And when we practice Sabbath rest, we look back to creation, and we look back to redemption, as Deuteronomy chapter 5 exhorts us. At the same time, we look forward to the rest of heaven, tying verses 9 and 10 together. So then there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For whoever has entered God's rest has also rested from all his works as God did from his. When do we rest from all of our works? When we enter heaven. And so the Sabbath day rest looks forward to the time when we finally and completely rest from all of our labors. And Calvin interprets the Sabbath rest in this way. He says that we enter into this day and do no work on the Sabbath day, symbolizing the fact that we enter heaven not on the basis of works, but purely on the basis of faith in Jesus Christ, by grace through faith. And so the Sabbath day rest is a sign or a symbol. Exodus chapter 31 tells us that the Sabbath day rest is a sign. It was given to the people of God as a sign that the Lord is the one who sanctifies them, who sets them apart for a final rest in heaven. And so the Sabbath day rest is a sign or a symbol. And symbols look back and also look forward. But types, biblical types, are prophetic. Biblical types only look forward. So the Sabbath day rest is not a biblical type in this sense. But then this brings us to the promised land rest. Verse 8 in Hebrews chapter 4. For if Joshua had given them rest, God would not have spoken of another day later on. The word rest in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 8 is a metaphor, and it refers to life that the people of God will have in the promised land when they complete all of the work they are to do in the promised land in conquering that land. And so the word rest is a metaphor for life in the promised land. But it turns out then that there's a relationship between the rest that God gives the people of God in the promised land and final rest. For if Joshua had given them rest, and he didn't really give them rest, because they continued to have work to do, God would not have spoken of another day later on. For whoever has entered God's rest has also rested from his works as God did from his. And so there's a relationship between the rest of the promised land pointing forward to the rest of heaven, the rest that God gives us in heaven. Listen to the text again. For if Joshua had given them rest, God would not have spoken of another day. So then there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God. The rest in the promised land now is put in the place of the rest of heaven. You see that this is the case. For whoever has entered God's rest has also rested from his works as God did from his. The rest that the people were to receive in the promised land, life in the promised land, is put in the place of the rest that we are to receive from God in heaven. There's the use of metaphor here. And why is there the use of metaphor here? Because there's an underlying type. The promised land rest is a type of heaven's final rest. This is exactly the same thing as we said when we spoke of David being a type of Christ. In the prophecies of the Old Testament, where David is put in the place of Christ, William Greenhill, the Westminster Divine, said that the reason this takes place is that David is a type of Christ. So, David is put in the place of Christ in prophecies that have to do with Christ. The same is true that when we talked about Christ, our Passover. The word Passover, of course, refers back to the event when God redeemed the people of Israel from bondage in Egypt. And he did so by telling the people that they should put blood, the blood of a lamb, on the doorposts of their homes and over the doors of their homes. And when he saw the blood of the lamb on their doorposts and over their doorways, he would pass over their homes and not destroy their firstborn. And so we have the idea of the Passover. And Paul now says, Christ is our Passover. In other words, the term Passover is a metaphor, and the idea of the Passover in the Old Testament is put in the place of Christ. Why is this the case? Passover is a type of the redemption, a foreshadowing of the redemption we receive from the Lord Jesus Christ. In the same way, the promised land rest is used as a metaphor and put in the place of heaven's final rest. Why is this the case? Because the promised land rest is a type of and a foreshadowing of the final rest that God gives us in heaven. Once again, listen carefully to the connections made in Hebrews chapter 4, verses 8, 9, and 10. For if Joshua had given them rest, God would not have spoken of another day later on. So then, there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For whoever has entered God's rest has also rested from his works as God did from his. And so, the life that the people of God had in the promised land is typological of the rest that God foreshadows and gives to us in heaven. This is part of the biblical typology of the Old Testament. And it's important to note here that the Bible is indicating to us that the promised land in the Old Testament is the life that God gives to the people of God in the promised land is a type of the rest that God gives us in heaven. I'm very forceful and strong on this point that the Bible is indicating this biblical type. And so remember it, folks, that the promised land rest given to the people of God in the Old Testament foreshadows and looks forward to the rest that God gives to us, the people of God, in heaven, which is to come. Thanks for listening.